Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Arm Yourselves, Already in Progress.
There's no brain damage. You're going to fix that. You said I could ask anything, did he not? So, Lord, I thank you for fixing her little brain, her little head. It's going to be perfect. There's going to be no damage, and it's going to heal up everything, and there's going to be absolutely no brain damage whatsoever. And then, Father, I said, those little pelvics that they tell me is crushed, that it's going to be 2.5 to 3 months at least minimum before she can even start walking with a walker. I said, I don't receive that. I don't believe that at all. I want her to be supernaturally, her little pelvics, I want them to be so supernaturally healed that everybody that's here will see that only you could have done this miracle. I don't want her to be healed in 3 months because the doctor said she'll probably be able to start walking with a walker in 3 months. I don't want her to walk in 3 months. I don't want nothing here to give glory to the doctors. I want you to get all the glory. So I'm asking you to heal her in such a rapid rate that she'll be out of this hospital running and playing like nothing ever happened so quickly that every doctor that checked her, they'll have only one diagnosis that God showed up in this room today.
Amen.
Now, is that for all of us?
Yes.
Why don't we use it? Why do we go through life not using the power of God's mighty word? Lack of faith. That's it. We don't have no faith in our God. I mean, yeah, he's God, but you know, I don't know. He might do that, but I'm not sure. Well, let me tell you, he will if you come in faith. And what she just said, you have to have that faith. You got to believe it. You got to have it hidden in your heart, in your head, everywhere. So after asking the Father in Jesus' name, according to John 16, 23 and 24, to do all these wonderful things for this little girl, I said, Lord, thank you. Now it's done in Jesus' name. And then I turned to the doctors and the parents and everybody else and said, I guarantee she'll be out of here nothing flat. You know, whenever people look at you and they say, you know what they think, don't you? We don't care what they think, do we? We know who our God is. And we have faith. And we can ask him, like he said, come and ask me, my children. Before today, you've asked me for nothing, but now you can come and ask me. What did he say you could ask for, Scott?
Anything.
Do you reckon he really meant that?
Yes, I do.
You know he did. So anyway, I walked out of the room praising the Lord. Walked back over to my granddaughter's room because she was technically dead. I mean, her brain stem was severed, her eyes were jerked out of her brain, and they said, when we remove the life support, she can't live. It's impossible. It's over for her. So I used different scripture. I used John 15, 7 for her. And I used John 16, 23 and 24 for this little girl. Walked back over there, and I spent the rest of the day walking up in front of her bed where she was laying there technically dead, waiting for him to remove the life support so she could decease. My friends come in and said, Thurman, just go ahead and unplug her. Let them bury her with her mother. Christian people I'm talking to. Go ahead. I got a promise like this. And they're telling me to unplug her and let her die and bury her with her mother? Now, if I had enough faith, I could have called her mother back from the dead too. But I have a limitation on my faith too. And whenever my daughter and my wife was tore into pieces, I didn't have enough faith to call them back from the dead. So shame on me. I had the promises, didn't I?
Yeah.
Are the promises there, Mary? Yeah, they're there, aren't they? Yeah, I can call on those promises if I have faith. If I have faith and doubt not. But you know, we all have a faith limit. And we don't spend enough time with God in the Word to have an unlimited faith. So as I walked up and down in front of Caitlin's bed, and people's telling me, that one social worker, when she come up and she says, sir, I have never seen a man like you in my life. They told you that your wife and daughter were deceased, and your granddaughter's going to die, and this other little girl may die. And all you can do is walk up in front of the beds and praise the Lord and quote scripture. Can you think of anything better to do? Under a circumstance like that, who do you need? You need Jesus. You need Jesus. There's no other help that can do what he can do. And he filled this book full of wonderful promises. Our problem is we just don't believe it. But anyway, as I praised him and worshiped him and thanking, a few days goes by, and the little girl with the head problem and the hip problem begins to get unnaturally well. By the weekend, that little girl was out of ICU in a room all by herself, recovering, and she was walking with a walker in 1 week. And where they said it's going to be 3 months, she's walking with a walker. And then the next weekend, she was in church. And even my Baptist preacher said, "We have seen God do a miracle." And so the little girl was walking with a walker in 2 weeks, out of the hospital, at church, walking with a walker as a little, how old was she back in those days? Six or seven. And so I'm praising the Lord, thanking the Lord and everything, that she's going to get supernaturally well, that she's going to increase. And then at the end of the third week, she was back in school, running and playing like nothing had ever happened to her. Two and a half weeks. It wasn't even quite 3 weeks. 2.5 weeks later, she's back in school, running and playing like nothing ever happened. Now then, that's scripture. It's only put in the Bible for Thurman Scrivener. You don't believe that?
No.
Franz, do you believe that? Is that scripture only put in there for me?
It's put in there for me.
Amen. And you believe it, don't you, brother? What's wrong with us, Mike? What's the problem?
Unbelief.
We act like it's unbelief, don't we? I mean, Mike and Gracie they're learning how to get a hold of it. When somebody comes in, they know how to pray. They can change anything and everything around the world. They live by prayer. And they can change your world by prayer. I'm telling you, they believe, most of you people in this room believe these promises. But once in a while, we get some newcomers that come in here, and they come in and sit down and hear me start talking like this. And if they've never been to this church before, they begin to think, what is wrong with this crazy guy? He acts like the Bible's real. Is it real, Gracie? It's real, all right. After you've seen the answer to prayer, you and Mike saying it's real, all right, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? It's available to all of us. So anyway, after that little girl was out of the hospital, running and playing like nothing ever happened, about 3 months later, in church one Sunday morning. No, I take that back. It wasn't in church. It was at a birthday party. I was at a birthday party for a little girl. And this little girl that had got healed supernaturally come up to me, and I said, "Oh, honey," I said, "how are you doing?" And she said, "Oh, I'm doing great." She said, "The only thing I don't like is these scars on my forehead." So she raised her hair up like this, and she had two huge scars across her where her head had been ripped open. She said, I don't like these scars. I said, "Well, honey, Jesus don't like those scars either. But he can't take them off until a man or woman of faith prays in faith." I said, "That's the only thing God has limited himself to on this earth is our prayers. If we don't pray, and if we don't pray in faith, now if you pray begging or pleading, that don't work either. If you're begging, oh God, please, my wife's got this problem, Lord, please, will you help her fix her?" And he says, "No. I don't answer prayers of begging. I answer prayers of faith. You come to me on some prayer of faith. And if you've got John 16, 23, and 24, can you come to him on faith?"
Yes.
I'm telling you. You come to that scripture. But anyway, when I looked at that and I told her, I said, you know, that's terrible. But I said, Jesus needs some help there to take that off. He needs somebody to pray. And I said, that's why he told us to pray. So I said, you know, there's an awesome scripture in John 14, 13, and 14. Now, that's another one of these great and precious promises. I want you to look. See this scripture in John 14, 13, and 14. Look at this. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. What did he say you could ask for in John 14, 13? What did he say? Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, the name of Jesus, he'll do it. So this little girl was sitting in that birthday party with her hair raised up. And I asked her, I said, you know, I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask God to take those scars off of your head. And I said, but you have to believe, you know that, with no doubt in your heart. She said, oh, yes, sir, I know that. And said, if you pray for me, I know it's going to happen. Now, here's a six-year-old girl. So I prayed. Well, the next morning, she gets up and runs to the bathroom, jumps up on her little stool, looks in the mirror and pushes her hair back, and she said, look, Mom, just what I thought. She said, what's that? She said, they're not as bad today as they were yesterday. She said, doesn't Mr. Thurman do good work? And her mother said, honey, it's not Mr. Thurman, it's Jesus. She said, oh, I know that, but Mr. Thurman knows how to get Jesus to do good things. Amen. I thought to myself, a six-year-old child. Do you know every child, that's the way they should look at you? Yes. You and me. When they look at us, they need something, and they're little like that. When the child, our children, our grandchildren, when they come to us and ask for us to pray for them, they ought to be like my grandson was the other day. When he got here a while back, actually it was last Christmas, when he come in and Shirley had ordered something, and he said, they was talking about Wednesday going to come in. He said, oh, it's going to be here tomorrow. Cheryl said, how are you so sure, Preston? He said, because I prayed. It's going to be here tomorrow. I prayed.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Arm Yourselves, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.